Ecclesiastes chapter 10. As dead flies cause the perfumer's ointment to stink, so too a little folly can spoil much wisdom and honor. A wise heart guides to the right, but a fool's heart misguides to the left. Even when the fool walks down the road, he lacks sense, and declares to everyone how foolish he really is. If the ruler's anger flares up against you, do not abandon your post, for calmness can undo big mistakes. There is an evil that I have seen under the sun. It is the type of error a ruler makes. Fools are set in many high positions, and the rich sit in lowly positions. I have seen slaves riding on horses, and princes walking on foot like slaves. Whoever digs a pit may fall into it, and whoever breaks through a wall may be bitten by a snake. Whoever hews out stones may be hurt by them, and whoever splits wood may be endangered by it. If an iron axe is blunt, and one does not sharpen the blade, then he must exert more strength, but wisdom helps one succeed. If a serpent bites before it is charmed, then is there no benefit for the charmer. The words of a wise man's mouth win him favor, but a fool is consumed by his own lips. The words of his mouth begin with foolishness, and his talk ends with destructive madness. A fool multiplies words, even though no one knows what will happen, and who can tell what future awaits him. The fool's work wears them out, for he does not even know the way to town. Woe to you, O land, where your king is a child, and your princes feast in the morning. Happy are you, O land, when your king is a son of a nobleman, and your princes feast at the proper time, for strength and not for drunkenness. By laziness the roof sags, and because of idle hands the house leaks. A feast is made for laughter, wine makes life happy, and money is an answer for everything. Do not curse the king, even in your thoughts, or curse the rich, even in your bedroom, for a bird of the air may carry your voice, and something with wings may report the matter.